Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This is Motorcycle Drive-By.
Yeah, he talked a lot about this song yesterday. So Stephen Jenkins, the singer for Third Eye Blind, was on the show yesterday. Spent a good half hour on here just rambling, man. He is he's a rock star, and you should listen to it.
I like watch him.
It. Oh, me too. He's great. He, you know, I hated the picture that you guys put up on the Alice973 Instagram.
Oh, I didn't see it.
It was, well, my boobs are like, just, they look ridiculously enormous. That's the first thing I noticed.
What?
Yeah, ridiculous.
Well, let me take a look at that.
And
hey.
I got like a on my face, and Stephen Jenkins is like, and Vinny is like,
hee! I look good?
Yeah,
oh,
you
good.
Look great. You look good.
That
don't
never
worry
happens.
I was like, didn't I smile in any of those pictures?
You did, but it was hard because his eyes were closed in the other ones.
So well, so you went for the one where, okay, yeah, that's sorry. Fine, acceptable, it's fine. My boobs are like, just like
I thought
ridiculous.
You looked, I liked the smirk you gave. So that's
oh, really?
I picked
okay.
That. Yeah.
Okay. If I can't get a good one of her, I'll get a smirking one of her.
What are you talking funny. About your boobs? What's your problem?
Just, they look like the one's up, one's down, the shirt's all twisted around, and I'm like, what is going on with my boobs? Because, of course, if I'm in a picture, that's what I look at first.
Your boobs?
Your cans?
No, just like me.
Oh,
how do
right.
I look in the picture?
Like,
oh, people
you look
will go,
great. Don't be weird. You look great.
Okay. It's great. And then people, I'm like, for all, it's like I can't please anyone. If I leave the jacket on, people are like, take the jacket off. If I've got the jacket off, then I'm.
Then everybody's what? Happy.
Yeah. No, then everyone's
no,
like,
nobody said
oh, look,
anything
did,
about yeah, anything.
They did. They said, oh, look, it looks like she's got her jacket off now for Stephen Jenkins. I'm like, look at any picture of me in an interview. I always turn the heat up in here so that the person is comfortable because it's freezing in here. And I always have my jacket off in most pictures, except if we're out there.
Not freezing in here. I'm in here in shirt sleeves every
day. My fingers are ice right now. Come feel my fingers.
I don't want to.
Why? Because that would back up my story?
No. Look at me. You see me in a jacket?
You obviously run hot. I'm freezing. Anyway, whatever.
What are we fighting about?
We're not. I don't like my boobs in that picture.
Oh, that's what we're talking about. Your boobs again. It always comes back to your cans. Sheesh.
Well, I'm just used to it. Vinny. So, for Third Eye Blind, we probably already have our winner. Is that Sebastian?
You're not going to comment on the hair. It's
it
the
Sebastian.
Boobs that you go to.
I didn't
to.
Even notice my hair.
Oh, my God. Look at that stripe bad. Of gray running along
what
the top.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Diet?
I
oh,
thought
you
that
are.
Was just light, I bet.
Yeah, Vinny's just trying to make me feel bad. He's just so jealous because I'm, like, hanging with...
Yeah, what? I am.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. Those boobs just like... Oh, God. Like, when did I get those?
Jesus. I do think that's that must have happened when you got pregnant, right? Because you had.
I don't know, man, because a few years ago when I was working out all the time, I remember being like, oh, these bras are too big. Now I'm like, Jesus, I'm bubbling. I'm just, you know, getting old. I guess boobs get big when you get old. I don't know. Survivor.
I didn't watch it last night.
Well, you don't need to. I will say that it was good. I enjoyed it because it really reminded me of a lot of, you know, they went through some like cool things that happened at Tribal Council and how, you know, when they introduced the immunity idols and that kind of stuff. And it was fun to see like Coach being crazy. And,
oh, the karate
and the guy,
guy.
The guy.
Or the
who,
soccer karate
yes,
guy, right?
Soccer karate guy. And then they were doing, I can't remember the guy's name, but the Francesois. Francesois.
Oh.
And they all go down and he's like, no one else can say it either. And they all say it and he goes, Francesquois. It's just so cheaty funny.
Philip,
that's it. He was like, wasn't he like a, you know, Army Eagle
he
Secret
was an
Service?
FBI guy right. Or something. CIA.
Both.
He was fun. That's, you know what? That's what makes that show
Francesquois.
Good. Is the characters.
Francesquois. So... It was fun, little retrospective, and then they had the cast for the new one on, and they were showing bits from their seasons, and then they showed them arriving to do the 40th season. If you haven't heard, you're obviously not listening to us, because I am so into this. Less than a week until Survivor does an all-star, an all-winners competition for the first time in 40 seasons with a $2 million prize. So, but I will say, there are still people on there I'm like, nope. I don't know who that
well,
is.
Well, the trippy thing, I think we already talked about this, but I never do know for sure.
I know.
There was an article about Probst talking about the people who are missing
yes.
from this retrospective of winners season, I guess you'd call it. And the first winner's not there.
Right.
And he's saying, well, we didn't feel comfortable with the way he had played his game, bringing, you know, whatever.
Considering where they're at now.
But I almost think, well, wouldn't it have been better to offer him an opportunity to do something different, too? He mm-hmm. was your first winner.
He was.
And yet it sounds like they didn't even consider bringing him
Which
back.
Which I'm with you. I really wish that they had. I mean, it would have even been a chance for him to sort of speak on some of the changes that have happened since then and why, you know, his gameplay back then and on the All-Star one that he was on wouldn't fly now.
Right.
So, and then also, Corcoran's not back, and he had mentioned him in that article,
That's the one that he said he was most bummed about. Yeah. He wasn't really talking about Richard in a positive way at all,
right.
But he was saying, I really like Cochran and liked him on the show and wanted him back. I don't know why he said no.
Yeah, well, he works now and makes great money. So he's
he's
a writer in Hollywood.
Well, that's not a job that's... You don't get that job and just stay in one spot for 60 years.
But
so
he must have enough work
right.
that he's like, nah, it's all right. I'll be watching that from
good
home.
For him.
I know. Maria, who is our Big Brother / Survivor correspondent... In the AMM.
Oh, okay.
She said, I watched a special last night. I've only been watching Survivor the last few seasons, so I'm glad they had this special to show me the people that will be on this new season. And I love seeing Jeff's baby face in the old clips. It is true, man. That guy. It's been 20 years.
Well, yeah.
It happens to everybody. Some of those...
Oh, my God!
What is it?
I was just about to reference the baby faces we had in that big poster board in the other room, and it's gone.
Oh,
it's
God.
Here somewhere.
Yes!
There it is.
No, don't take it back. Right
no, it's okay. Shove it back where
just
it was.
Back.
Hide that damn
Hide
thing.
Hide that thing.
Put
that is from the minute we got here. Those are you with glasses that don't have lenses on.
Right.
How things have changed. I don't have bangs. And you don't have a prescription. Maria is referencing some of the crazy tribals from the past. I'm so sorry I didn't see those seasons getting voted off without anyone casting a single vote for you just because everyone else somehow had an immunity idol. That's got to be the toughest way to go. And she noticed that, please no. Bryn.
I had to say something.
What is the matter with you?
Adorable.
It's
no,
not.
It's not.
We'll
I just want to look at
don't
it.
Don't worry. I'll disappear that as soon as we're done.
All right. Good. For good.
Oh, no,
the way
won't.
You did with the Vinny 40th
that
birthday.
That didn't happen.
Yeah,
but
right.
Go on.
I like it.
Mm. Really? Did you like it so much that you shoved it behind
I
the thing there?
That. It was. Okay. It used to be right over here.
Yeah, I know.
That's
staring
why
right
I
at you.
Just went to point at our baby faces and went, "Oh God, it's gone!"
And
now it's
there
back.
For you to point.
I don't want it back.
You want
no
to.
Thanks. Go on.
Anyway, at the very end
of last night's episode,
which wasn't even an episode, it was like a retrospective. Maria points out that Sandra says, "I just spent 36 days on the island." With Rob, and he didn't tell me that he was going to be in the All-Stars because she's there too. And I feel betrayed. So I guess
that
means...
Oh, so she must have said to him
she
was,
have.
And he didn't...
And he didn't tell her.
Wow.
But I get, look, they got to set up some kind of conflict.
Okay.
These are all people who want $1 million. Jeff Probst was on live with Kelly and Ryan yesterday. Was this yesterday or Tuesday? They had the dates all screwed.
Yeah, who knows? I think it was Tuesday. But...
During his appearance... He made kind of a disturbing revelation. Do you have the whole thing? Okay, just roll it. This is Jeff Probst, the host of Survivor.
Short version is I'm booking travel for my wife and I to go to Vegas, and it gets to your wife's birthday.
I had this really weird thing. Short version is I'm booking travel for my wife and I to go to Vegas, and it gets to your wife's birthday. And I went, what is my wife's birthday? And I couldn't figure it out. So I texted my wife and I said, can you call me? And she called me. She said, what's going on? I said, I don't know. I don't really know what's happening. I don't know anything. Like, where are the kids? And she said, they're at school. And I said, where are you? She goes, I'm at work. I said, something's wrong.
That sounds like you just have, like you're just a man. I'm like, none of this sounds, so far this sounds normal. And then what happened?
Well, what happened over the next hour and a half or 2 hours is that I had zero recollection of anything that was happening to me. I had no idea who I was, where I was.
Wow. You're kidding.
I even wrote a note. I was telling Ryan this. On my laptop, I wrote a note that said, for our records, I have no idea why I'm wearing these clothes. I have no idea where our kids are. I have no idea what day it is. I have no idea why I'm writing this. And then a little later, I type, I just read this, have no memory of writing it. So I end up going and finally seeing a neurosurgeon the next morning who figures out that what I had for 3 hours, I had absolutely no memory, don't know what I did during those 3 hours. And he said it's called global transient amnesia, TGA.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it's just what happens.
And
you lose
your
memory.
And it was a one-off. You haven't had another
issue.
Right.
Did you have a brain scan?
I did. I did an MRI. In fact, right before I did the MRI, my memory came back. And it was like that quickly. I went, oh, wow. I'm back. When I got, you know, sober, like when
right.
I could think,
right.
I hit the elevator bell to go up to get my MRI, and I had a moment of, wow, what if, because I didn't know what it was at that point. I went, what if this is it? Like, what if this is early dementia? Or I,
wow.
you know.
Right.
And then
scary.
I was telling
people
Ryan.
People face that all the time, right? You have, like, a newfound, people, like, face those diagnoses, and it puts you in a place
yes.
where you're like, oh, my gosh, suddenly you have empathy for a groups of people that you never even considered
100%.
Before. 100%.
Right. And now I more than ever, I live for Fridays. Like
right,
I think
right.
of the weekend, I'm like, I okay. got one more weekend. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. But you're fine now. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
So what is the cause of whatever that is, TGA?
It's just, let's see, found out after, it's a sudden episode of temporary memory loss. They call it a one-off here. His memory came back. I've never heard of this where someone suddenly has no idea. I mean, he clearly knew that he had a wife and kids, but like all his little minuscule, you know, the minutia was gone. I don't know, but I thought, wow, what an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know anyone who's experienced that? I have like I'll have a mind blank all of a sudden, like someone I've known for a really long time. I go to introduce them and my mind blanks. And it's a panicked feeling.
It happens to me every time numbers appear.
Oh.
That I can't
That's
do anything with them.
Thing.
Right.
Oh
well,
God.
I'm just telling you. I mean, when I look at a math problem, I go, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think it's the same thing, Vin. But, you know, we'll go with that.
No, I've never had that happen.
No.
Not unless I was wasted.
Did you ever? Well, right,
I don't
time
understand
travel.
Like how you could possibly think that that happens regularly to anybody. That's clearly something due
that
to
was an episode.
His traveling, or maybe it is early onset. Who knows? But
right.
I don't think everybody goes through. That's not something that people can relate to.
Transient global amnesia. A sudden episode of temporary memory loss. Can you imagine? It comes back. Thank God. It came right back to him. I wonder if you remembered. Oh, man, I have follow-up questions. Jeff, call us. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like that, not nearly to that scale, but, you know, when
it's
you
something
forget.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Every day
have
I walk
you
into a room and I go, what did I come here for? What was I going to grab?
That's normal.
Yeah.
I know,
and
that's
do
the
that.
Thing. If someone asked you, like, your wife's birthday, well, you don't have a wife, your girlfriend's birthday, at that
yeah,
point,
that
you'd be able to tell her, like, I don't think this what I've experienced is the same thing. But it is a panicky feeling when you're just like, you feel like your mind went blank and you're like, what?
Hold Even on. Worse, I'm like, I've got something to tell you. I forgot already. Damn it. What's it? I guess it wasn't that important.
Let's start asking people when they say, oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Be like, what's your birth date? You know, see if they're experiencing it like a mini episode. I just hope it doesn't keep happening to them. That's horrible.
I do think modern technology has changed the way our brains work, and kids will probably come up very differently than we did in that. For example, we have a million passwords to remember. What is that? Like, that wasn't something we grew up with.
Mm-mm.
We don't function right. that way. And yet, when I needed to do a book report some kind of report on a character or someone in history, I would go to the library and get 10 books and be underneath an encyclopedia and a. Now you Google stuff.
Yep.
And you get the answer like that.
They say it's going to change the way we remember things. Like, there is no need to remember anything
right.
anymore, and it's going to change the way our memories work. Like, you don't have to remember the state capitals. Right. And your brain is going to start differentiating between the things I need to remember and the things I don't need to remember.
So kids will come up today very different than we did in that there were a lot of things.
When's the last time you memorized a phone number?
I don't.
Yeah. But you can still remember your phone numbers that you remember from when you were a kid.
Of course.
So our kids will never have any phone numbers. My kids do. We taught them to remember our phone numbers.
I'm teaching our kid to remember phone numbers, too.
Yeah.
But
she'll never have to.
If she's ever alone. Well, but she, if you know, as a kid, if she's ever alone and needs help, she knows
she
how to call
your phone
home.
Number. Right.
But yeah, I think that's going to be very different for kids coming up now. Because Googling answers to everything is something I didn't have access to.
You got a library in your pocket. Like the Library of Congress in your pocket. You've got all the things in the library in your pocket. It's incredible. Actually, I miss the days when you could have an argument about something and no one pulled out their phone and decided to settle this once and for
all. There was a time when the answer was, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then you just moved on
Forgot
to the
about
next
it.
Thing.
Yeah. Well, there's something to wonder about. I guess I'll wonder about that.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't even know where I'd find that information. But now I know.
Right.
You want to be like Taylor Swift?
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
You have a cat. So this will work for you.
Okay.
You probably want to travel with your cat. I mean, who doesn't?
I don't.
Yeah, no, I think you do.
Oh,
especially once you see this new gizmo that you can get.
Cat traveler?
Yeah. A backpack for your cat. And it's awesome. And
I saw that in her new thing on Netflix.
Oh, did you watch her new thing on Netflix?
Miss America? Is that what
Miss
it was?
Americana.
Something like that? Yeah, I watched most of it. In and out, you know, turn on
so,
while I'm cooking.
And listen, pet owners, we love cute things for our pets.
Yeah.
And if your cat actually liked this, although all I can picture is, because here's what it is. It's a backpack. I'm going to show you a picture of it.
Well, all I picture is a cat spread-eagled with claws out going, try it. They're not going to let you put him in there.
So hand me that back when you're done.
Yeah, that never, you're not getting your cat in
so,
there.
Well,
good luck.
She got her cat and then the cat was perfectly happy. It's a backpack, a large backpack. It looks like a carry-on size strapped to your back. And it's got a bubbled out peephole in the middle. Like, I would say that's, it looks like the size of a dinner plate and it's bubbled out. So the cat can put their face into the hole, into the concave part from the inside. And it has big air holes everywhere. And this cat's just relaxing, looking out the window at the world, the peepo at the world, passing it by. It's got a little peepo in there. And all I can picture is my cat's going like,
right.
And just scrabbling to try to get out of this thing. Oh, my God. You know, I think it was because they associated it with trips to the vet. Like, you know, you have your cat carriers and stuff. And those cats, it's like you said, they're, like, spreading their arms to block the door. They're just, you know, holding on to anything, clawing your face off to get away from you. Yeah, cats don't. And it's funny, too, because cats actually love to be in, like, a paper bag or a box or something, small things. So maybe if they didn't associate anything bad with this thing, they would hop in. But you can get it for, it's, you know, the one that Taylor has, actually. If you want the one that Taylor Swift has, it's a brown one.
Mm-hmm.
That one is $77.
Oh, that's reasonable.
If you want any other color, $50.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look at the pink one.
I think dogs are way more flexible when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Well, this is actually, they say it's okay for puppies and small to medium-sized dogs.
Yeah, they'll let you do stuff
that
like
quite,
that.
That's very space-age looking. It you know what it looks like? A washing machine at a laundromat.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that same kind of door on there. Do you put the cat in through that door?
No.
Or do you just...
No,
like
there's a zipper.
The
you can see there's a zipper around
that. Oh, around that,
that
whole thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's a... I don't know, it's neat. Let me see if it has a cute name or something. A cat pack or something. Does it? What's the name of it in there?
It's just called a pet carrier.
Oh, just a pet carrier?
But,
you're saying
but,
airline approved pet carrier is about $50 on Amazon.
Taylor Swift is endorsing it.
She's
say.
Not. She had one. And so people are like, oh my God, I have a cat and I want to be like Taylor.
Oh, okay.
I got to get it. Let's see if there's anything else here about it. No, there's all kinds of crap about it. But it's good for, I just thought that is the funniest thing I've ever seen. And the funny part is that the cat's relaxed. I'm like, no cat wants to be in that thing. Walking around, like people walking by the thing would be freaking out. Oh, my God. Where does the time go, Vinny?
It went into a cat carrier
and
walked off on
sure,
you.
Sure, I guess so. Got carried onto a plane. All right, what's coming up in the news?
Are they eyelashes if they're growing out of your gums?
What?
Oh, boy. They're not.
After these.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.